Hi there, Good Word fam. We are coming to you remotely in light of the coronavirus pandemic, but of course we want to give you all some very good news, inspirational news. Obviously, a good word is needed right now, and joining us to help lift everyone's spirits is Monica Gary, former stripper turned pastor, friend of the show, has been on the Good Word podcast prior and is returning and joining us now. Hi there, Monica.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm well under the circumstances. How are you doing? We want to know. Obviously, we want to check in on you. You have children and a husband and everybody's home. How is everyone doing?
Yeah, we're holding up over here. My husband actually came in contact with someone who may have gotten it at his job. So we found out while he was hanging out at a friend's house, he got the phone call. So he's been self-isolated up in the bedroom. We were able to get a test, thank God. So hopefully we will find out in the next couple of days, and, you know, God willing, we can get out of the room and I can sleep in my bedroom again. So it's been kind of fun.
Wow, very anxious times for you, and obviously our prayers are with him. Hopefully the test is negative. If it is positive, hopefully he has a speedy and fast recovery. Obviously these are unprecedented times for everyone. And we're in uncharted territory. So, you know, you and I have been in communication. I know that you are a woman who prays, and we both believe in the power of prayer. And we want to encourage people who this is a very trying time for many families. School is out. Many businesses are temporarily closed. What is the prayer that you are saying right now? And this is impacting you directly.
Yeah, you know what? I really just am resting in the Lord and His provision. I've been through so much other, you know, stuff in my life, as you know. And so this just feels like another bump in the road. I'm just resting. I know He's going to come through. He always comes through. We serve a come through type of God. So I know He's got this under control. My husband has been relatively healthy. He's thinking of, hey, we just want to make sure that we are being cautious to not expose anyone else until we find out what's going on. Just being careful. So I'm not really stressed. I'm not anxious. I'm just resting. I know that's difficult. It may seem easy for me to say, and it's difficult for some other people. Something underlying that may be good for people to do right now. We have a lot of underlying fear. I've been working online for a long time. You know, some years ago, I found out I had complex PTSD from something that I'd been through. And fear impacts so much in our lives, and we don't even realize it, right? But, like, one of the biggest problems right now is people running out and buying up all the stuff because they're afraid, right? And that's a natural response. But to be able to turn that fear over to the Lord, because He is the only one who can relieve for us, is so important. So I love that you bring up prayer. So, you know, I'm praying for my neighbors. Obviously, I'm praying for my husband, for, you know, our children to be healthy, to be healthy. My children are praying with me. My 5-year-old sat with me earlier. We were looking at the map that has the red dots from Johns Hopkins and shows where, you know, people are exposed, and she's a little sad, and we talked about it, and we prayed together. So, you know, making sure we talk to our kids about this, and we're praying with them as well, is so important. Praying for the elderly and immunocompromised in our community is so important right now. I can take it for granted because I'm healthy and my husband is healthy that, you know, if we were infected, that we would probably be fine, and our kids would probably be fine. We're very healthy. But there's so many other people that really need that prayer covering right now. So to make sure we're doing that is super important.
You have children. How are you speaking with your children about this, especially young children? And what might be your advice to parents who are listening? We're both parents.
Well, you mentioned that, you know, kids are out of school. We just got the notice today that they're projecting out into late April for our schools, for the kids to go back. And I wouldn't be surprised if they were canceled the rest of the year. And it's been in many other counties already that that's the case. And so I know it's difficult on people financially, praying for them as well. This is a difficult time. I just encourage people, you can go ahead and actually apply for unemployment if you've been put out of work because you have to stay home with your children. I know at least in Virginia that's the case. They would look into it in your own area. So there are resources available. But to encourage parents while the children are home, it's really difficult because our lives become so busy when they're all here and we're trying to figure out what to do with them and do we keep teaching them. You know, a lot of people posting online about, now I'm homeschooling. What you don't have to do all that. Just, like, enjoy your time with your kids. It goes so fast. So today we're like, oh, let's put my hair out and just be with them. Just be together. You know, I'm all about presents. I love talking about presents and being together. So just be with them. You know, take the time to play a board game or to go for a walk. Those are just the most important things. We're going to get through this together. So the more time we spend doing that, the better we'll be prepared to some attacks of fear that come as well. Because we see the goodness that God has already given us in our families, you know, to just be with the people that we love. We have the opportunity to do that right now. So I would say take advantage of that.
You know, everybody handles adversity and challenges and obstacles so differently. And I think right now it's more important than ever to focus on your spiritual well-being, your mental well-being, your emotional well-being, your physical well-being, self-care for yourself, for your loved ones, for your family, for your friends is so important right now. And it's very interesting because we're in this stage where everybody is practicing social distancing and people might feel an overwhelming sense of loneliness due to the isolation. But sometimes in a quiet place, that is the time when you can have a conversation with God.
Yes, that is so important. And I'm glad to pick that up. There's a lot of issues we're going to be facing that people will have to be isolated in their homes. So when, you know, people who may already be dealing with depression, people who are in situations where there's a domestic abuse situation, and you don't want to be, you know, isolated with that person in your home. So I would encourage people in that situation, go ahead and start reaching out to people who can help you. There's still help, there's still resources. And I wish I had my hands, but, you know, Google is our friend sometimes. That would be something of a necessity, right?
And I just want to remind our listeners, and Monica, maybe you can maneuver to another section in your home. We are speaking with Monica Gary via her cell phone. We are taping the Good Word podcast remotely, and so we may have a little bit of interference. We're hoping that Monica does not drop out in terms of our taping, but again, we want to be safe, and we're practicing social distancing here at Fox 5 and also on the Good Word podcast. So we are not in our normal podcast studio in the nation's capital. We're actually taping remotely via phone right now just to practice social distancing and following very precisely the local, state, and federal guidelines to make sure that we are all safe. So, Monica, I don't know if you can just repeat the last part of what you said. You dropped out a little bit, but I want to make sure that people definitely get the message.
Can you hear me okay now?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, so, yeah, I was just going back to what you said about being lonely. I did cover, you know, if you're in a situation where there may be domestic abuse, go ahead and reach out. There are people who can still help you, and you don't have to self-isolate with that person in your home. So I wanted to highlight that. But also, if you are lonely, just like you said, take that time to just be with the Lord. Like, put on some worship music and take quiet time. And sit with that loneliness and let God meet you there. I know that may sound abstract to say, but it's one of those things that once you do it, you'll begin to experience that presence of God and that comfort that is indescribable. So just really take advantage of this time that maybe you wouldn't have had otherwise.
That is such good advice. And taking advantage of this time, Monica, give us some suggestions for self-care. It's interesting. I was interviewing a young lady, actually a high school senior, and I asked her how she was spending this time. And many students, of course, are spending it reading and learning, and that's all very, very important. But she told me she was going to the spa, she was getting her hair done, she was doing all this self-care, and obviously a lot of small businesses are practicing social distancing and adhering to the appropriate guidelines. But I thought it was so interesting that at such a young age, she was spending this time focusing on self-care.
Yeah, that's so important. I wish I had more time for that. I'll tell you, when my husband is in the clear, I'm definitely going to take some time for myself. But for those of you who can, you know, use it. You know, use that time to care for yourself. Read a book. you know, take a bath, whatever it is you need to do. If you're able to get out and you're healthy, please, you know, do that. Support your local small businesses, because a lot of them, they really depend on that regular flow of business to stay running. And so if you can't get out, just buy a gift card and you can use it later when all this is over, but continue to support them for sure.
And support is so important. It's so very important that people are developing a strong, solid support system. What we have seen is people doing virtual yoga and virtual meetups.
Yes.
And I think that is, you know, a testament to the good in technology. So many times we focus on the negative aspects of technology, but here is an opportunity where technology is serving such a good purpose, because it's able to keep us all connected and keep us going and keep us uplifted during this unprecedented time.
Yes, absolutely. I think so many coaches, more than ever before, going online, making use of this technology, having just Bible studies and worship sessions, and just being there to uplift people. And it's just such a beautiful thing to see how the church is stepping up to serve online, even in the community. Some people are still going out to make sure that we're getting food to children who may not have it because they're out of school. So that's another important thing, too.
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely. So obviously the Good Word podcast is a faith-based podcast, but we have something for everyone. We meet people where they are. You don't have to be a person of faith or someone with this huge faith background to pull something from the Good Word podcast. And I think now more than ever, it's needed. So I want to remind people that we are on iTunes and Audioboom and Google Play and everywhere that podcasts play. We also have a Facebook group that we are continually posting exclusive content to. Just go to facebook.com and search The Good Word and be sure to join. Monica, if you can leave us with a final good word that we can take with us, at least for the next week.
Yeah, you know what's been on my heart all this morning? We used to sing this worship song. I posted it up earlier on the praise team that I was on, and it's from a verse, and it says, "I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." And, man, we are God's children. He loves us so much. And that just doesn't mean you're perfect. It means you're trying to follow him. He covers, you know, our misgivings, if you will. And so just know, like, as we trust in the Lord, he's caring for us. We don't need to fear. We don't need to run around freaking out and buying all the food or thinking people are going to rain. Everything is going to be fine. God has got you, and he cares for us, and he's not going to leave us stranded. We're going to have everything we need. We already do in him.
Very good, Monica. And how can people find you if they are interested in reaching out to you directly?
Sure. I think one of the easiest ways would be my website, which is Monica Gary Senior at I'll save you my email. MonicaGarySenior.com, which is SR Senior to end. And then also on Instagram at Monica Gary Senior. And I'm on Facebook as well. Same name, Monica Gary Senior. Pretty simple.
And really quick, Monica, before I let you go, I want to just ask you really quickly. I'm assuming that worship services and Bible studies are now, obviously they're online, they're streaming live, but this is a way for people also who maybe never stepped foot in anyone's church to kind of tap in.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you see those things popping up on your feed, go check them out. Go watch the live. Go worship with some local churches, like from your living room once they go. I mean, on your news feed or whatever. But go ahead and just, you know, look in. Look in. Say some prayers if you never had. Or just listen and just see what God is doing in this moment, because it's really beautiful. God has just laid this burden on our hearts, on everyone in the church, as far as I can see, to just love people well through this time and encourage. So there's so much encouragement. There's so much beauty out there. It's a great time to kind of peek in and see what's going on.
And that is a good word. Monica Gary, former stripper turned pastor, Northern Virginia wife and mother. And Monica, thank you so, so much for definitely sharing some words of inspiration for us. We truly appreciate it. Thank you so much again.
Thank you for having me. You stay healthy, and I'll talk to you again soon.